Fitness trackers, activity trackers, fitness bands, exercise bands, whatever you want to call them, there are plenty on the market right now, all promising to help you track physical activity and help you set some fitness goals. And most will even tell you how well you're sleeping. But exactly how do these devices track sleep? Well, joining me today via phone on Tech Daily is Adam Howarth, the General Manager of Garmin Australia. G'day, Adam.
G'day, how are you?
I'm excellent. Now, let's talk about sleep tracking in just a minute, but first, just how big is the fitness band market right now?
It is huge. I would say the vast majority of consumers out there are likely to own some type of wearable these days, and I would say just looking at the general public while you're out and about, you're going to see some type of wearable device out there.
Now, I'm going to put it out there and say more people aren't wearing these because suddenly we're all fit. So who's wearing them? I guess you don't need to be a gym junkie or a fitness freak to make the best use of one of these fitness bands, do you?
No, not at all. I would say anyone and everyone. And Garmin's goal during this whole change of activity tracking, fitness profile, smartwatch wearing evolution is that we like to provide a device that goes from the standard user, casual walker, all the way up to the elite athlete. So I don't think there is one specific person that's wearing this whatsoever. There is a vast majority of different types of people wearing these devices.
Right. And what would you suggest are the main features anyone should be looking for, I guess apart from a brand name they might like, in one of these devices? And when should they go for a smartwatch instead of just a fitness tracker?
Sure. I think it just depends on personal goals, really. Mm. If you just want to track steps and a little bit of sleep, you could go for a simple activity tracker, or you can move all the way up into a GPS device that is going to give you fitness profiles that go from running and swimming to stand-up paddleboarding to skiing, snowboarding. It all just depends on what your goals are and really what you want to accomplish.
And you've obviously got plenty in that range, all the way from the entry-level device right up to something that's super smart and has all the GPS tracking and everything?
Definitely, yes. We offer a broad range. And like I said before, Garmin's goal is essentially offer something from the beginner user all the way up to the elite athlete. And really, hopefully, what happens is you inspire and motivate someone from the smallest level and then keep them moving through the whole lineup and really just help others reach their goals. So, yeah, we offer a whole suite of products that we should be able to help you out with anything.
Right. Now, I guess we've managed to establish that most of these fitness devices will track steps, they'll monitor your heart rate, and even your location with the GPS. So I guess it's understandable that there's various sensors on board for this sort of thing. But what about sleep tracking? I get asked this question a lot. Just how is sleep tracking achieved on these devices? I mean, do different manufacturers use different methods? Is there some kind of special formula, some special instrument, or is it simpler than that?
I can only speak on behalf of Garmin, but what we do is essentially the same as how we would track steps. Is it's an accelerometer, and so it's using movement and it's tracking movement. So what we would do is within Garmin Connect in the app, when you set up a user profile, you're going to give the app a generalized idea of what time you normally would go to bed and what time you would normally wake up. And what the device would do is essentially look for a pattern of movement that it thinks or it potentially knows that you've gone to rest, if you will. Outside of that, really all we are providing is a graph of movement. And from the graph of movement, we'll give a very general idea of what we think is sleep, deep sleep or light sleep. But to be honest, if anyone wants in-depth knowledge around sleep in general, they really should go out and do an independent sleep study. So really what we're just providing is a better understanding of whether or not you likely are moving a lot or a little during the night.
I tell you what, Adam, I've actually had one of those sleep studies done, and it is not a very comfortable experience. On that note, it is worth mentioning that I recently wore two separate sleep tracking bands at night and got two very different results. So I am guessing that maybe some manufacturers maybe take into account also things like heart rate, perhaps. So you can get some mixed results there, and maybe it's better off sometimes to determine how much sleep you're getting by how good you feel in the morning, maybe.
Whatever floats your boat is what I'll say to that. Yeah, I definitely would say, in general, I use it personally just to essentially get a better idea of whether or not it looks like, hey, if I feel good, oh, cool. You know what? I want to look back and see whether or not I had a lot of movement at night, if I didn't have a lot of movement at night, and whether or not maybe there is a correlation.
Excellent. Now, what's the best-selling from Garmin at the moment in the fitness band market?
Oh, there are a lot at this point in time. I think really it's going to revert back to essentially what we're looking at, right? So if you're looking for a standard activity tracker, our VivoFit 3 has gone very, very well. It's a one-year battery life. Never have to charge it. All you're going to do is get your sleep tracking, get your step tracking, give it an understanding of total distance for the day, calories burned. But then also, if you want to step up into somewhat of a smartwatch, as well as the GPS location-based watch, you're going to look at a VivoActive HR. It's done very, very well for us. We've got wrist-based heart rate, a lot of GPS profiles of different activities you can do outdoors or indoors, not with GPS, but the indoor profiles work as well. And it's a smartwatch. You'll get all of your smartphone notifications, calendar updates, everything on that device. Both have done very, very well for us.
And I'm glad you mentioned that battery life, because I think that's a feature that's very underrated, because I wonder if a lot of people go out and buy themselves a fitness band and then realize they have to charge it every 48 hours, every few days. But there are some, like you're saying, you've got one there on the market where you actually can wear it for a year and not have to recharge it. That's a really great feature, isn't it?
Oh, it is wonderful. And we actually have two devices now. So we have all of our VivoFit, the 1, the 2, and now our VivoFit 3 have all been 1 year plus battery life, as well as being water resistant. And then now we also have a Vivo Move. Now the Vivo Move is it's an activity tracker, sleep tracker, but it takes a whole new stance on the activity tracker look, in that it is an analog device with a digital background. There are two digital gauges, your step goal for the day and where you are at and coming to reach that goal, as well as inactivity meter. And everything else will pair back up with the app. But it looks like a standard analog watch, much more of a style piece. But it's packed with all the brains. And so we've gone down that road now, and that also has 1 year battery life.
Excellent. Adam, thanks again for all the inside info on smartwatches and fitness bands. Hopefully it'll help a few people sleep better now. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Appreciate it, Andy. Thanks for having me.